Now, is this not the dumbest fight that we've ever seen in the whole entire history of boxing? Maybe even the whole entire history of fight sports? Maybe even the whole entire history of sports? What is this matchup, man? What is this matchup? I did not want to make this video, but the reality is this is the biggest fight this weekend. The UFC is done until January. This is the biggest fight this weekend. I can't walk 10 feet in the street without seeing a headline on Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua. I can't turn on my phone without seeing a silly video of Jake Paul.
Oh my God.
I can't open YouTube without seeing Jake Paul doing nonsense like this. And I just can't help but wonder what in the world is going through his mind. He went from fighting, he was supposed to fight Tank Davis, who is what, 5'6", 135 pounds. Jake Paul's a pretty big guy. Jake Paul's 6'1". He weighs like, okay.
What?
I don't know what 14 stones and 4 pounds. I know he weighed in at 216. He was supposed to fight a little Tank Davis. And then that fight got thrown off. Now,
congratulations, kid. You're fighting a giant. Congratulations, kid.
Now, what the public has been saying about this, I opened my phone last night and my group chat was just blowing up talking about this fight. And people are like frustrated with Jake Paul. People are sick of his crap. They're sick of these fake fights. My friend, he said, Jake has finessed long enough. He got his money. This fight is not sensible. He doesn't fight anyone in his weight or even compete for a belt like everyone else. You went and picked the biggest dude possible. This is not a movie. It's real life. He got to learn. And then my friends, we're all black. So he said, I'll never forgive Jake for what he did to Nate Robinson. I know at least in my group chat, they're pissed off at Jake Paul. They're sick of his crap. And they're thinking the time has come. Like the Papa John's guy, the day of reckoning will come. Just wait and see.
Stay tuned. The day of reckoning will come.
They're saying this is the day of reckoning. This is the Papa John's day of reckoning for Jake Paul. There's no way out of this one. He talked himself into something he cannot get out of.
He has no pizza experience. He's never been in the pizza category.
Like, I was thinking, this is kind of like those memes where, those cartel memes where it says, oh, when you and your bro get kidnapped by the cartel, and then he starts making jokes. Oh, jalapeno horchata, gordita, gordita torta. I don't give a crap. That's what Jake Paul is doing that right now. He's tied up in the cartel basement and he's talking crap to the cartel. And he does not realize what he's about to experience. Because what in reality, what this matchup is, it is two boxers fighting. But the scale of skill level, it has drastically increased. Okay, this is not 65-year-old. Where's my Mike Tyson photo? This is not 68-year-old Mike Tyson who's going to walk past the camera with his butt cheeks out. Okay, that's not who you're fighting today. This is not Tyron Woodley who probably got paid off, who made minimum wage in the UFC and just needs something to feed his family. This is not Tyron Woodley, okay? This is a guy who destroyed, knocked out Klitschko. Klitschko has been champ. Klitschko was champ for longer than Jake Paul has been boxing, period. And I think even Anthony Joshua was champ for longer than Jake Paul has been boxing, period. I think people know. I think people know. I think this is just the day of reckoning. Because I don't even know who this guy is. This was like the first real boxer Jake Paul fought. And he knocked him out. But they used to be training partners. He could have paid this guy off. This is the first fight where when Jake Paul steps in that ring, he's fighting a legitimate, dangerous boxer. No, not Ben Askren. He's fighting a legitimate, dangerous killer. In fact, also, my wife will not be watching this fight. She doesn't need to know that there are men who look like Anthony Joshua in the world. But there's a video, Anthony Joshua, where he's talking about, yeah, I could kill him. I'm a professional and I'm a good boxer. I'm a real boxer.
That's just the difference. I'm a serious, serious fighter. You're going to get fucked up.
It's my job. We fight. We're licensed to kill.
Huh?
I'm sure many people don't understand it, but whatever happens, happens. As long as my hand's raised, that's what's important, right? When you're in that ring, it's a dangerous place to be and anything can happen. And
oh my God.
You hope your opponent leaves the ring safely, but if they don't, You know, you still have to go to bed at night knowing that you just done your job. It wasn't personal.
Well, I'm gonna ask you again.
Jake Paul, that's why Jake Paul is doing nonsense like this. His mind is broken. He has taken himself to a point where he cannot escape. He's about to fight a 6'6", 250-pound heavyweight champion who just beat Francis Ngannou, who's beaten world champions, beaten world champions. And he thinks his 216-pound, I've been boxing for 5 years. That's the thing. Everyone is wrong about Jake Paul.
What?
I can't keep watching this. I'm sorry. I think everybody's wrong when it comes to Jake Paul. There's people who look at Jake Paul and say, he's just a YouTuber. He's just a Vine kid. He's just a Snapchat kid. And then there's people who say Jake Paul is a legitimate boxer. He's really good. He's awesome. And I lean towards that. I think he is, by this point in his career, I think he is a legitimate boxer. He's beaten Anderson Silva. He's beaten like legitimate people with skill. Maybe it was a sparring session, but he makes it look real. I believe that he can actually fight. The problem with that, though, is that he has combined legitimate pro boxing skill with who he always has been, and that is an attention-grabbing YouTuber. His number one job, it's not boxing. His number one job is to get our attention, and he does it perfectly. He was doing it when he was on YouTube, when he was saying, hey, today we're going to prank my girlfriend, and we're going to pour slime on her when she wakes up. When he was doing stupid YouTube videos, I've never actually watched a Jake Paul video. He could have been doing his taxes for all I know. I really have never seen a Jake Paul video, but he's getting our attention. He's a daredevil. He's no different than like a Travis Pastrana, the guy who jumped over the Grand Canyon on a bicycle, the guy who jumped out of the satellite and parachuted down to Earth. Jake Paul, he's David Blaine, but in boxing. That is who Jake Paul is. That is the reality of this fight. Now, the problem, though, is that if Anthony Joshua gets mad at all, if Anthony Joshua throws with any amount of power, if Anthony Joshua speeds up at any point, the fight is completely over whenever he decides it. We're talking about a guy who knocked out. Francis Ngannou's never been knocked out until he fought Anthony Joshua. Like, do we realize how crazy that is? And Jake Paul's just going to jump. Hi, for this video, I'm going to fight Anthony Joshua.
I beg your pardon?
You can't David Blaine your way out of this one, man. The worst case scenario, I think, for this whole thing is if Anthony Joshua treats this like an exhibition. If this goes to a decision, that's the worst case scenario. No. The worst case scenario is if Jake Paul wins.
No.
The second worst case scenario is if it goes to a decision and Anthony Joshua loses. Third worst case scenario, decision and Joshua wins. And then the best case scenario is first round knockout. Best case scenario is first round knockout. And this is what you see. You see a man grappling with his own mortality right here, realizing that the end is near. He's in imminent danger. And I don't know, man. I'll be watching tonight. Hopefully, I'm only watching for 5 minutes, but we will see. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Thanks for watching. This is Flying Squirrel MMA. Like and subscribe if you want to like and subscribe. And I'll see you guys later. Peace.